Hi, Carm here, and welcome to the 401st episode. We're fresh from releasing our 400th, and now on to the next 100. Here's a treat with a young female panel who are destined to take over and lead the family business. Now, here's a taste.
Or if they don't understand it, or if you're just trying to make change for the cause of change, people will catch that really, really quickly. So you have to have a good reason behind it and actually be a solution, not just a great idea.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Hey, Carm here, and welcome to the 401st episode. We're all about talking to three millennial ladies who are geared for the succession of the family business. Now, many of our aftermarket family business owners want to retire, knowing that the business they have built is in safe hands, is moving forward, and continues to succeed. Now, grooming a family member to become the CEO is a big decision and a challenging journey. Our panel are future female shop owners, Carly Piva from Elite Auto Repair, Warwick, Rhode Island, Jackie Hauer from Zimmerman's Automotive in Mechanicsburg, PA, and Lauren Anderson from Victory Auto Service and Glass in Minneapolis. They are being groomed to lead their prospective family business into the future. Hey, welcome Napa as a sponsor of the podcast. Remember, my sponsors make the podcast free for all aftermarket professionals, and I'm proud and excited to partner with Napa Auto Care in the upcoming 2020 Napa Expo. Hey, please save the date, write it on your calendar, and join Napa in Las Vegas, April 6th through 9th, 2020, to discover the latest innovations in the auto care industry. Sure, it's some time away, but planning ahead and engaging in the 2020 Napa Expo program now will pay dividends for you. Enrollment is going on now. Contact your Napa store team for more information. Hey, keep in mind, if you're involved with AMI and are going for your AAM or AMAM certifications, you can get elective credit by listening to our Town Hall Academy episodes. Go to the AMI page on the Remarkable Results Radio website and get started. Hey, find this episode's talking points in my guests' bios and links to their previous episodes at remarkableresults.biz/E401. Now, let me set up the three ladies. Carly Piva has been actively participating in service advisor classes to better herself. Jackie Hauer recently graduated from Northwood, and Lauren Anderson is finding ways and solutions to better equip her staff for success. The energy and passion of these three must make their parents proud. We talk about having room to fail, leadership training, mentors, seizing opportunities, initiatives they are working on, and most importantly, their role. A ton more takeaways for you as we get a glimpse into three of our future shop owners. The ladies understand the stakes and the responsibilities. They are not shying away and have shown maturity above their young age. Hey, you know the drill. Listen to learn just one thing. A warm welcome to Carly Piva from Elite Auto Repair. Hi, Carly.
Hi.
And Jackie Hauer's with us from Zimmerman's.
Hello.
And Lauren Anderson, Victory Auto Service and Glass. Hi, Lauren.
Hi there.
Hey, welcome to our future aftermarket shop owners. And they're all female.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
I'm proud.
I love it.
Yeah, right.
It was great how this started, Carly. It was your dad who wrote a letter to me. And he says,
yes.
Boy, Carm, you know, because you're always looking for great ideas. And I said, yes, I am, always. He goes, I've got a great idea. How about the young females that are in our business that we see as successors? It didn't take long for me to find Laura and, of course, Jackie to come on board and have this discussion. I think it's an important discussion to have. There's a lot going on inside the family businesses, right? I mean, you know, dads and moms are looking at, you know, what am I going to do? Do I go outside? Do I sell to a big corporation? Or do I just try to continue the family business? Well, who do I have? And they look internally. And there's a lot of opportunity for the family to move up, but it's not always the right move. And it looks like in your cases, it's going to be, or it should be, or at least you're planning on it to be, the right move.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jackie, big business in Mechanicsburg, PA, big business. Mm-hmm. I mean, used cars, mechanical, oil, you know, lube. You have a car wash too?
We do a separate location, but yeah, we do.
So big business. And I also know that you recently graduated from Northwood.
I did.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
You're really rocking on the future in the business.
Yeah.
You know, I guess when you look at this is an opportunity of succession, Jackie. What's the biggest challenge that you're seeing that really says, hey, I'm somebody that's a serious contender? What do you have to do to get there?
Probably being able to work with my mom sometimes can be the toughest part of it. And it's just her and I are so much alike that we fight like cats and dogs sometimes. And that's probably one of my biggest struggles. But it's been probably about 7 years since I've been in this specific position. We've gotten to the point where we're able to work with each other a lot easier than we were back when I began.
You bring up such an incredibly important point, because not all families are destined, you know, to work together, the leadership levels. And you know, to your point, if you and mom are so much alike.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting dynamic. And I know your mom. I mean, you're both really great people, but I guess when you get similar people in a work environment, it's a tug of war. It could be a tug of war.
It can be.
Lauren, how about you? You and dad, compatible?
Very. We're very similar, but differently. We do not butt heads. He is definitely the leader of the company, and I ask questions, and he respectfully either tells me one way or another if it's a great idea or not, and I respect him for that. So I don't know if you're taking mom's position or not, Jackie, but are filling her shoes.
Yeah.
right now we have, my dad and I, we have different responsibilities. He's definitely the owner and I'm definitely his assistant. So
I think you just opened up an important piece of discussion here, and that is to know your role.
Definitely.
And Jackie, let's go back to you in your role with your mom. Does your mom, if your mom knows that the role you're taking over is hers, is Judy giving you some freedom to fail?
Yeah, I believe she is. She's giving me some freedom. It's a lot of changes in how things are done compared to the way that she's used to having them done. And new ideas. And it's, you know, I'm third generation coming in and looking for ownership. And she also had the power struggle with my grandfather whenever he was ready to be done and she was looking to take over. And so she had a very similar thing going on with them that her and I have now. And so it's nothing new to us, but.
Well, Carly, you and the family, mom and dad in the business, and they're probably looking at you as their successor.
Yes, definitely. My brother, I don't know if he'll be in the business, but my sister already has a hairdresser career. So I am the one.
You've been anointed?
Yes.
No pressure?
No. Yeah.
Are you excited? I mean, ladies, you're in a man's world. I mean, this is exciting to me. I can't tell you how much I've looked forward to having this. We need more of this going on in our industry, and hopefully you'll be hiring more women to work for you and with the company. What are your biggest challenges that you look down the road to, Carly, as a very young woman in a plan? I think you were telling me that your parents want to retire in 10 years. So you've got some kind of timeline.
Right. More of just getting people in here. I mean, we do have, we've had two guys that have been here for a while now. One guy's been here for 15 years. We've been open for 20. So he's kind of stuck in there, but we have a few other.
Did you hear what she said? He's stuck. So is
he's stuck? Well,
yeah.
I don't think he would leave. He's a good guy.
Good.
But just more of a good crew that is trusting and likes the same, you know, has the same what we want, how we want to run the business.
So, ladies, I think I think the big question here is earning the trust and earning the position. And it takes a long time in many cases to get to that, you know, level of, you know, level five leadership, or, you know, the pinnacle where they're not working for you, they're working with you. And so let's talk about a little bit of that. Let's talk about the leadership piece of your position. What are you doing about learning it? Are you being mentored in any way by either your parents or someone outside the business?
Our business coach is Cecil.
Okay.
So I've been working with him when we go out, as far as meetings go. And then I'm taking a service advisor year-long class with him. And that's more of leadership as well. And then, of course, my dad will, you know, there'll be decisions that will come up and he'll be like, okay, well, what do you think of this? What would you do in this case? So he's kind of getting me, sometimes he'll even have me make the decisions and then he'll do them, but he'll be like, okay, what do you think? And kind of, how I get to the conclusion of the decision I decide.
So smart to let him say, hey, what do you think?
Because right.
if he didn't, then there's right. no 10-year plan.
No.
Right.
No.
Correct.
Purely hands-on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great. Exactly.
How about you, Lauren? How's Jeff treating you, or are you treating Jeff?
Yeah, we have a great relationship. I'm not just saying that. But yeah, from day one, I've been very, very aware. I started at Victory 2 years ago, actually. I had no plans on joining the family business by any stretch of the imagination when I was in college. But yeah, since day one, being at Victory, I was very aware that I am the owner's daughter, that people look at me differently.
Stop. What did you mean by that? You were very aware that you were the owner's daughter.
We have 6 locations, so it's not just one location and a couple employees. It's 50 employees that are all looking, I feel, looking at me to see what our relationship is and what my responsibilities are. And I've had to be intentional and conscientious of that. And I feel like I've learned that and I'm okay with that. And I think that's the first big battle that you have to get past.
Kind of a burden of proof?
Exactly. But I like a good challenge. So it kind of fires me up. And I enjoy it. I enjoy going to work every single day.
So tell me, 50 employees, big business, 2 years in the business. And and Jeff Matt, your dad, says, hey, I think we're going to do this. And, you know, however this thing comes out, Lauren, I want you by my side. Wow, take me back to the day he said that to you.
We always knew that we had similar personalities, similar giftings. So I don't know if it was just one day it was talked about, but over a period of time, maybe 6 months in, because before I joined Victory, it was more my brother. My brother and I, there's only 2 of us, have very different giftings. And since I decided I want to be at Victory, it kind of changed. And that was a conversation that we had in our own family to get to that point. And then after we decided as a family that this was going to be the plan, it was communicated to the company as well over time as well.
In the next 5 years, what scares you?
I have a lot to learn. I have a lot to learn.
Great answer.
Continuing to gain the trust of new employees, building those relationships, that's the foundation of being an owner. So you have to be yourself. You can't be somebody else.
Thanks, Jackie. Mentoring.
I am very blessed to have quite a fantastic mentor in Jill Trotta from Repair Pal. She has been freaking amazing. While she works for Repair Pal, she's been in my shoes where she's ran a shop, and she has so much incredible advice. I know, like, just I think maybe 2 weeks ago, I was talking to her about an issue I was having here at the shop, and she gave me some great advice and things to try, avenues to take. And but yeah, she's been a rock star for me to go to if I need someone. My mom has been a fantastic mentor, and so has my dad. And then just outside of our business, being able to get to know some of the instructors that I've been to classes with, like Rick White, Barry Barrett, fantastic people to talk to and get great ideas from and help you just get over any of the challenges you might occur that might occur. And I've also had some great mentors in my professors at Northwood. Mm. So it's been fantastic.
Thank you for that, Jackie. You dropped a bunch of great names. They've all been on the podcast before. All very wise people. And let me make a connection here. That the reason Jill Trott is your mentor is because you're both in the Women in Auto Care organization.
Correct.
And you can get a mentor assigned to you.
You can. And it's an incredible program.
And so I'm not like I'm selling, but Lauren and Carly, you should very much look at joining that organization.
Yes, I'm writing things down.
And we're going to New Orleans in February.
You know, it's so amazing. You know, we get done with our shows when I do roundtables, and especially the Town Hall Academy, and the people that I have on the show write back to me and they say, I learned so much. I've taken so many notes. Hopefully I can implement all this stuff. And they were on the show. They were panelists. So thank you. Thank you for that. Remarkable Results Radio and Napa Auto Care know the auto care industry is revving up. New technologies are changing cars and the way people use them. To stay in the driver's seat of all these advancements, you need to take charge of your learning, your business, and your legacy. Now, that's where 2020 Napa Expo comes in. With help from industry experts and the best suppliers and manufacturers, the 2020 Napa Expo will provide the innovations and answers you need to charge forward into the future. This is your chance to network with experts in the industry, discover the latest innovations that will help you stay market competitive, and learn more about the new products, services, and equipment you'll soon be using every day. Hey, if you missed this one-of-a-kind event in 2015, I'm here to tell you, you don't want to miss the 2020 Napa Expo. But you don't have to take my word for it. Here are a few of the comments we've heard from Napa Auto Care Business Development Group members talking about their experience at the 2015 Napa Expo. And I quote, "You learn so much in the seminars that our guys find it really exciting and say, hey, I can do this when I get back." Another quote, "Napa continues to bring new programs up for us to get to the next level in marketing, business management, and training." And finally, "You'll come away with a lot of knowledge and friendships that you'll be able to leverage in your own business." Hey, take charge of your learning, your business, and your legacy, and join me at the 2020 Napa Expo in Las Vegas, April 6th through 9th, 2020. Hey, contact your Napa Auto Parts store today to reserve your package for this can't-miss event. Enrollment is going on right now. Challenges, Carly, your biggest challenge that you see going forward?
A lot to learn. I definitely have a lot to learn. More of, I feel as though you need to have a good relationship with your employees. Then it will travel down to your customers. That is, I want to take care of my employees as much as I can and build that trust with them, and then it'll just follow along with the customers. So more of just trying to be there for them and have them with me and lead and
reading any books?
Yes, a few that Cecil have. I should do more leadership books. It's more of service advisor, my job.
The leadership books need to be there.
Right. Agreed.
I can only share my bestest experience when I took a very big leap in my career to go and work at the next level and realized that I thought I was qualified for it after working 20 years in the industry. And then I realized I wasn't not even close to be. And so I went on and started to read leadership books, and it really had a positive effect. So I will share that with all of you if you've, you know, and I know graduating from Northwood, Jackie, you've probably had a ton of leadership classes. And am I getting into the right pew here for these ladies?
Yeah, I would say. I think one of the most impactful books for me was Start With Why by Simon Sinek. I think that was actually one of my first classes. That was the text for the class. And that just set the whole scene for me as far as the rest of my career at Northwood. It was what I needed, and it helped. And it's still to this day, I revert back to that.
Yeah, we talk about it a lot on the show. In fact, I have a books page on the website, and all the books that anyone has ever talked about from leadership to accounting, they're all listed there. And Simon Sinek is, it's a very powerful, in fact, you can get the essence of his book by just looking at some of his TED Talks that he...
Yep, you sure can.
Great stuff. And you know, excellent. It goes back to purpose and culture, which I'm a big fan of. That's important. Ladies, I'm going to ask each of you this question. You're in charge Monday, by the way, when you get up and go into the place. Dad is going to say, or Mom, Jackie, is going to say, you're in charge. We're done. I know this didn't feel like the transition was great. And on your first day of you being the CEO of the company, what's the first thing you're going to change? Jackie?
Oh. Had to start with me. I don't know that changing right off the bat is what I want to start with, to be honest.
I agree.
I guess just get a feel for how, I would just get a feel for how things have started to go now that I have officially taken over. And as I see things that need to be improved on, go from there.
Let me rephrase it, ladies. Let me rephrase this. Look at your project list, your to-do list, the things that, you know, you've got things that are important, got to do them right now. And then there's that other little list on the side. It would be as if I ever could get to it, I really want to do this. What would it be? I think the ladies don't want to go on record with me here.
I'll be the brave one. Okay. I would say digitalize everything. When I started at Victory, there was paper, I feel like, everywhere. Granted, we had to be pretty organized in order to get to 6 locations, but that's probably one of the biggest things I would do. But if I've learned anything while being under my dad's leadership is that you really have to get a sense of your team's ability to manage change first. So I say that with a grain of salt because I don't know if I would want to rip out everybody's fax machines and different processes when it's not a broken system. It could just be improved on. So
updated, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of what I was looking for. Forming a leadership team, Jackie, is going to be, you know, you're doing that now or are you, yeah, you are.
We have, yeah.
And Mom has basically started to move the reins.
She is starting to transfer certain, I guess you could say, decisions that would be the ownership to make. And this team gets together, helps to work with employee issues. So that the ownership gets a little more of a way of stepping back and allowing the team to take it over so that they're not necessarily managing everything. And it's, our leadership team has been a great development in our company just to get an idea as to what we're looking at for the future. We don't have a specific timeline as to when my mom will be ready to retire. And so we just know that my two great uncles have a timeline, but my mom, since she's about 5-10 years younger than them, will be a little longer. So it gives us an idea as to, you know, what we need to start handling. We've already dealt with a couple great things together. We help plan events together just to, you know, just shoot ideas off each other. It's been great.
You're in grooming, you're in transition, but you're also seizing opportunities. You're just not waiting for someone to come up and says, you know, Jackie, I think it's time to do this stuff. Because yeah. I believe you're more of a proactive person. Says, hey, let us do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good advice, I think, for Lauren and Carly, is to, you know, kind of seize the opportunities, seize the moments. And I don't mean push yourself in, but it almost seems like, Carly, have you ever just said to Mom and Dad, here, let me do this?
No.
It's tough.
I actually haven't. No.
Do you think they're waiting for you to do that?
They could be. It's more, my mom does the bookkeeping. Like, she's kind of behind the scenes. It's more my dad that makes all the leadership management decisions.
Have you ever sat down with Dad and says, okay, lay this thing out for me?
No, I should.
I mean, he obviously wrote me a great letter and says, boy, I've just got so many great things for Carly, and she's going to be, you know, in the succession plan, although it's a while down the road, no doubt 10 right. years. Do you know how fast 10 years goes by?
Oh, I know. I know.
I don't know, ladies, but wait. Just wait till you get my age. You snap your finger and, you know, you've got 5 months gone and you're wondering where they went. And I think on purpose, you know, I always say that, you know, we need to do things on purpose. Sometimes they feel like they're just natural progressions. But sitting down with mom and dad, you know, is kind of almost like the most purposeful thing you should do in a succession plan, and have a date and a timeline on things. They're going to say, listen, we need to see you at this level on this date, you know, this time and this date, sometime in 2019. This is what we're looking for. Now, I know you're doing training and stuff, but come back, tell us what you learned, slowly start to implement the things that we're doing here, and you've got that 10-year, well, I can't wait for year 5. I'm going to be doing some level 5 leadership things and all the way down the line. Is that how you envision the succession happening for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm trying to, since, I mean, 10 years, yeah, it does go by fast, but I'm trying to learn every position and then move into the leadership part.
Got it.
Managing employees. I already deal with unhappy customers. We've actually been short-staffed, so I've been kind of running everything, customers, technicians, parts, and all that. So in that aspect, I've kind of learned a lot in the past month since we've been short-staffed.
Are you rolling up your sleeves, Carly, and saying, let me do this, or are you just in the right place at the right time for those things?
No, just at the right time and right place for it.
And so it's actually baptism by fire?
Pretty much. Is there any other way to learn there?
I learned that way well.
Yeah, right.
And that's kind of where I was going, Lauren. Thank God you picked up on that, because, you know, I was here, I'm coming up with this methodical, you know, really cool 10-year plan, and realizing that could go out the door in the first week.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah,
but still, if you've got mentors or coaches, they're going to want to see a disciplined plan. You may look at that plan and say, it's been so chaotic this year, but you go back and you look at your plan and it did happen. Not on the right timeline. But wow, we really got a lot of that done. Because if you don't know, I got to learn to deal with unhappy customers. Well, you know, baptism by fire got you there. You can go back and say, all right, I've had 2 or 3 of those things. I handled them well. And boom, check that off the box. Not that you've ever always learned how to do that, because every new problem is a new problem.
Right. Different.
Lauren, big business, any structure in a succession plan for you guys?
At the moment, no. But if anything, like we said before, and if anything were to happen to my dad, I would be the one to take over and run the day-to-day.
You would need some help, wouldn't you?
Yeah. But we have really good systems in place. Of course, those need to be upkept. Being the owner, obviously, you have the 30,000 feet view of everything. So having the thought process be like that instead of be on the front counter or being, I don't know what I'm trying to say, be on the ground with those decisions. Mm-hmm. I think that's the main idea of being an owner. It's having those bigger perspective. What's the right word I'm looking for? View.
So will you purposely go to dad and say, listen, I've got this 5-year plan. And you just said it earlier. If something happens to dad, I'm it. God help it. Nothing ever happens to dad and things work out just how you guys have planned.
Right.
You got a plan. You still have a plan. And my point here is, it would be so cool as these transitions are going on. And Jackie, you may have a little different situation, okay? Mm-hmm. But to Lauren and Carly, I keep thinking that you may literally want to do it yourselves. I mean, not even with mom and dad. I mean, I think this could be your own personal homework. And then, you know, look at this thing and it feels really good. Do some reading, talk to some mentors, and then go out and say, hey, listen, I've come up with a structure. You know, it may not fit the timeline that we care about, and that it will work. I mean, I don't know, Lauren, if you've got a 5-year plan. I know, Carly, you said 10-year.
Right.
Which is very, very interesting. And Jackie, you've got some hurdles in front of you with, mm-hmm. with family decisions and buyouts. And I can't even imagine how complicated it is, Jackie. and you're still sitting there smiling and everything, knowing that one day, it's going to be, again, transition to family. And it may not be necessarily just one person, or maybe it will be. Who knows? But I think you have to do this stuff on purpose.
Yeah.
That's a good point, Carm.
I'm encouraging you to draw yourself up a personal plan and then share it with mom and dad and say, hey, listen, these are my ideas. Right or wrong, there's no right or wrong answer on that. But every time something, you would never know what training, what book to read, what podcast to listen to, what networking group to go to had you not said, I need some of this. I got to get some of that.
Right. Mm-hmm. On the same, I don't know if this is the right time to say it or not, but still being employed at Victory, my brother and I have, with the leadership of my dad, have decided to start our own auto shop. So we have our own LLC. We don't have a location yet, but this was with the intention of learning exactly what my parents did 20 years ago when they started Victory. So I don't know if this is similar to what you're touching on or not, but
I talked to both Lauren and her dad, Jeff, about this. And it's so interesting that I actually do want to do a podcast with both of you on this concept. And ladies, in essence, listen, let's you and your brother go out and start a shop just like I did and me and mom did years and years ago and learn on your very own. You can still run the company, but go out and do this over here. And, you know, that baptism by fire thing we talked about? Mm-mm-mm. Now, dad becomes your mentor, right? You go to him to the well for advice, if you will. But there's nothing like learning it from scratch, failing forward, because you've got the support. You know, right? Your dad can pick you up immediately if something goes wrong, or at least, you know, as you're sitting around talking about business and you think, I want a yin, and he says, I think you should yang, and then somewhere you meet in the middle, and it becomes your idea.
And putting into practice all those things that I have learned the past, my whole life, but specifically the past 2 years being in the business, you really get to prove it to yourself first that you do understand all the lessons that you're catching from a great owner.
A great conceptual idea. You guys got a lot of freedom in the business to do the things you want to do?
Yeah, I would say I do.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
No arguments there?
No.
Nope.
So you just say, hey, I'm going to go out and do this. You gain consensus first. You talk to the people, you get the buy-in, it becomes their idea more than yours, and then it works, right?
That's the key.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you learned long and hard about that? That if it's not their idea, it will never work?
Yeah, sometimes.
Definitely. Or if they don't understand it, or if you're just trying to, make change for the cause of change, people will catch that really, really quickly. So you have to have a good reason behind it and actually be a solution, not just a great idea.
So Lauren, you've been with the company 2 years. What are the things you've accomplished?
I don't know. A year ago, we had a conversation about closing on Saturdays. And I think that I was one of the big champions of that idea. So we implemented that. We have moved a lot of our documents online to make it more digitalized and easier for employees to use. We've done that.
I think you told me direct deposits for all employees.
Yeah, that was a Blig conversation. And I came back after Blig and brought it up to our controller. And within that week, we were doing that. So that was a huge step forward for us.
That was Bottom Line Impact Group, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. No, it's okay.
With John Loeffler.
Yeah, there's so many acronyms in our industry.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I just love to share those. Yes. Those are some really good things in a very short amount of time. Jackie, any great accomplishments?
Recently, I started a first responders program that we had had one way in the past. I can't even remember how long ago it was, but our county had started it. And so we had just partook in it. And that went to the wayside for some reason. And something would just was within me, I guess it's just because I am a first responder. I wanted to have something for the people that put their lives on the line to help others. And so when I started that back in November, beginning of November, and it took off like wildfire. And being able to see something like that take off as fast as it was a huge accomplishment for me personally, just knowing that, okay, I'm seeing some of the stuff work. Because they say sometimes that programs and discounts that you start, you don't see it right away. But this one I saw immediately.
Good for you.
And it's... I don't know. I was just I'm really proud of that one, from to be honest. But and then we've got some other great, you know, just some of the promotions we're doing, programs we're starting. I'm seeing faces walk in our door that either I haven't seen in a long time or I've never seen, and it's getting involved in our neighborhoods, in our township, getting involved in groups such as our local women's club. My mom has done Kiwanis, things like that. We're seeing the amount of getting ourselves out there has really helped bring in business, which to me is a huge accomplishment, because, you know, if you feel like you're not getting the new business you need, are you going to be able to keep moving? So
that's a great testimonial to being involved in community. Mm-hmm. Wow. Huge. Ladies, when you were first shown the profit and loss statement of the company, did it look like just a bunch of numbers on paper? And if so, and if your answer is honestly, yes, it did, what have you done to get beyond the numbers?
For me personally, the reason or the why I jumped on board at Victory was because of a bottom line impact group going over the numbers. That was something that just made sense to me. Of course, the numbers needed explaining, mm-hmm. but it all added up, of course. And so that was only only the beginning for me. And since then, I've learned a ton more and really understand it now. And I've created some reports to help us track expenses.
Sounds like you're working 60 hours a week.
Yes.
If you're anything like me, you're always
yes,
working.
You're right. Exactly.
Carly, the numbers.
I have an associate's degree in business, so there was some that I learned in college, but that's what I do with Cecil. Every month, we go over financials.
Ah, so mom and dad gave that over to you.
We all are in it. We all are in the meeting. I don't organize the numbers. I kind of wish I did, because I think I would learn more and be involved with my mom. Tracks the numbers through reports we have in our program and then sends it off to him. And then we go over it monthly.
I think you should put that on your list.
Yes.
We've got this succession list going here.
Right.
Jackie, numbers.
We do a lot of watching our P&Ls internally pretty heavily. I help with it, but I am not really the one that is watching it very closely. When basically I'm the one that they come to for some of the answers to the questions that they have.
The whys behind the numbers.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. My dad can tend to be the one that really is watching it pretty heavily. While I do the daily accounting, I don't watch it quite as much. But it's been a fantastic tool for us just to be able to know, okay, this expense is too high or whatever. But it's something I've known about since high school, because I started accounting courses in high school. Some days it's like trying to figure out a very large puzzle, and other days it's like, oh yeah, well, I get that. So it can change every month, that's for sure.
You know, I kind of made a joke about working 60 hours. You guys take any work home?
Yes.
Oh, only yeah. Because I did my best work at home, I think.
Yeah.
You do your best work at home. Interesting. Is it because it's quiet?
I don't feel the pressure of the clock, so I could spend hours on something if I wanted to.
That's a good point.
No distractions.
Yes.
No texts coming in, parts, anything like that.
Yep.
Customers, phone ringing.
Is the future bright in our industry?
Very.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
As long as you keep it absolutely. Up with the market and the trends, mm-hmm. very.
You both agree, Lauren?
Yeah, Carla? Absolutely.
So keeping up with the market, keeping up with the trends, keeping up with technology, where are you getting that?
From here. Hearing podcasts that you guys mentioned.
Absolutely.
Cecil, the industry.
Yep. You're reading a lot of articles. You're coaching groups.
Facebook groups.
So you're in it. Right. You're watching, you're learning, you're listening, and you're bringing that into your succession plan. I so appreciate you being on. Thank you so much. Maybe in a year we need to come back and talk about, you know, what the last year was like, now that we've kind of set a baseline for where you guys are.
Yeah.
That would be so cool.
Yeah.
It was fun. Our first ever female succession plan. And so glad to have you guys here. Carly Paiva, Elite Auto Repair, and Jackie Howard from Zimmerman's, and Lauren Anderson from Victory Auto Service, our young female successors to our wonderful automotive aftermarket. Thanks so much for being on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.